B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Why don't you give us your day in 30 seconds? What did you do yesterday?
I did the Manchester Wine Up Wednesday. It was me, Nicole, Emily, Beth. We were all out there having a good time. And typically, you know, right after Wine Up Wednesday, I go home, but I decided to stay a bit later and continue drinking.
Which put you at what time?
Then put me up to almost 9 p.m. And
whoa.
then I went back home because it was my first time seeing Sterling. And then I'm talking to him and I'm drinking more. And next thing you know,
it was a whole thing.
The whole thing. Next thing you know, it's like midnight, you know?
Next thing you know, you're awake at 4.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Loren?
We did some house stuff yesterday, and then Manny, you and I went to go see Godzilla last night,
yes.
The screening. And I'm not really sure why they called it Godzilla, because I feel like it was like Godzilla versus the three-headed thing the whole movie. Like, it should have been called Godzilla versus whatever that three-headed thing was called.
Isn't Godzilla always fighting something, though?
Yeah, but it was like, it was just as much about this three-headed thing than it was Godzilla. And I clearly know nothing about it. So we come out and we're supposed to like give our reviews. Yeah. And the guy looks at me and he's like, so what'd you think? And I'm like, I have no idea what I just watched. Ask Manny if we liked it.
Yeah,
by the way, Loren's referring to the three-headed thing as the three-headed thing. They only said its name about 50 times in the movie.
How many questions did I ask you last night during the movie?
Maybe 10.
Yeah.
So well, what's this thing called? I don't even know what the thing's called.
King Ghidorah?
King Ghidorah?
Or what's his other name, Loren?
The three-headed monster.
No. Monster.
Zero. Yes, I can remember that.
They have two names for it. I think that movie comes out tonight at midnight, mm-hmm. Godzilla, King of Monsters. And so, yeah, I mean, I grew up a huge Godzilla fan.
It was so much fun to watch you and your brother.
Yeah, my brother was with me.
They were cheering and like clapping at moments during the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so much fun just watching you two.
The day after Thanksgiving in New York City was a Godzilla marathon on the local channel, starting at like 8 a.m. and going right up to 8 p.m. It was like 12 hours of 1970s bad Godzilla, and my brothers and I would sit there and watch.
Wow, okay.
So that's where my love of the big man came from. So it was pretty cool to see them on the big screen. And Millie Bobby Brown is in it.
Yeah.
11.
Is she controlling things with her brain?
No.
Not her brain.
Oh, okay.
No. By the way, I had such a headache when I went home last night from all the, like, screeching of the monsters.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh.
Yeah. It was good. How many hours of sleep did you get, Roy?
3.
You got 3? Yeah. I wonder if anyone is working on less than 3 hours of sleep right now. Can you call us at 704-570-9595 if you're working on less than 3 hours of sleep? Like, what the heck is going on in your life where you're working, you don't even have 3 hours of sleep under your belt?
Ugh. Somebody's pulled an all-nighter.
What could you possibly be doing?
I have to do this stupid show. That's what I'm doing.
Well, nobody asks too much of you today. 704-570-9595 if you're pulling a Roy on 3 hours of sleep.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
704-570-9595. If you are working on about 3 hours of sleep this morning, give us a call. Tell us why. Roy's working on 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to take a nap at some point.
Today? This morning, you mean?
In the commercial break. I'm going to just go here and just take a sleep.
Lay under the counter there.
Yeah.
410 said I only get 3 hours of sleep every night of a work week. Couldn't do that.
Hey, man, I used to only get like 4 or 5, and it's bad, but I used to only get 4 or 5 hours of sleep as a 911 operator, and those are probably the people that you want to have more than 4 or 5 hours of sleep.
Would
right?
you be working doubles? Is that why?
Well, you did 12-hour shifts.
Oh, 12-hour shifts, okay.
But you would sometimes have to stay late and, you know,
yeah.
up to 16, and then you, of course, have to have a life.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't go home and go to bed.
Yeah. Especially a job like that.
Yeah.
980 texted in and said that they've been up all night. Third shift life.
Let's talk with Christine in Charlotte. Did you get any sleep?
No, I did not get any sleep at all.
Oh, an all-nighter?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, I had to finish up a project for my college, and I have 3 kids, and 2 of them are staying at my friend's house. I actually got to go drive there in a little bit to go pick them up and bring them to school. And I had to clean the house, I do laundry, and I'm like, I'm barely functioning right now.
Yeah. And
coffee.
Let, let, let me tell you, I have such respect for people that's doing college work and they got all this other stuff going on. When I was going through real estate school, it consumed my life for 3 months. It was like work and then school. And then
that's 3 months.
And that's only 3 months. I can only imagine people doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm almost done there. I'll be getting my accounting degree. So
good for you.
Was your project for accounting to like draw a accounting tree or something, and then cut it out and you had to paste it?
No, it was to do a business letter to a company. Like you acted like you're the business analyst.
Okay.
And you had to do like a whole like 10-page thing. It was graphs.
Gotcha.
And
do you have to work today?
No, I don't work. My husband's actually a truck driver, and I stay and take care of the kids while he's on the road for months at a time.
Oh, cool. So you'll be able to at least close your eyes for a little bit today when the kids go to school.
I have a 3-year-old, so no, I won't.
Oh, man, a 3-year-old. Give that 3-year-old an iPad.
Yeah, that's one. Good with it.
All right, thanks, Christine. Good luck today, okay?
Thanks.
Looking for people who are pulling a Roy, 3 hours of sleep.
This is Haley in Gastonia. Hey, Haley.
Hi, I'm on my way to work. I'm a teacher, and my 2-year-old started throwing up in the middle of the night, and he threw up till about 1 o'clock in the morning, but then it's like I had so much anxiety that he was going to wake up and throw up again, so I couldn't go back to sleep, and then my other kid, I could hear him on the monitor coughing, so I was like, oh my God, he's going to start up. So I just, like, I was so panicked, I could not sleep. And I think I maybe dozed off for like a quick nap, sometime between 3 and 5. But then my alarm for work goes off at 5:10.
Are you a single parent, Haley?
No, I'm not. Thankfully, my husband is going to stay home today with them.
I was going to say, but thankfully. It sounds like you did all the worrying last night. Yeah. And he was getting a good night's sleep.
That's because, you know, moms do all the worrying.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
Yeah.
And it's also, I'm a teacher, so it's just so complicated to take off of work at the last minute.
Yep.
So it's easier just to get it together and go in.
What grade do you teach?
But I teach high school.
Oh, crap. We can't even take a nap today. You know what I mean? Like, if it was at least nap first time. Grade, you'd be like, hey, we're going to practice nap time.
You pull up your little mat, too.
And these are kids doing hard work, you know. Now, I mean, I don't even think I could do high school.
Yeah, it's the end of the year, so we're kind of done.
Just put a movie on. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I might do that.
Put old episodes of Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Yeah, but I feel like high school kids would mess with you if you fell asleep in the classroom.
Yeah.
If you're a history teacher, playing Glorious Bastards is a history lesson.
I'm going to try to drink a bunch of coffee so don't fall.
So, Roy and Haley, we wish you the best of luck getting through the day on 3 hours of sleep.
Thank you.
And everyone else. Have a great day. Thanks for being a kick-butt teacher, Haley, out there in the gas house.
Stop playing this music. Roy is yawning.
I will go to sleep, sir. You are tempting with fate.
Oh, where's our song?
Oh, Roy's not awake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a good Roy song that's perfect for this morning.
Hmm. Yeah, we do. But that was back when we first started the show, and I was doing a night show before I came here, and I had to literally reverse my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Poor thing.
Roy's not awake. Roy's not awake. He's not awake. He's not awake. Roy's not awake. Yeah, he was fast asleep. He was counting sheep. Some drool on his cheek. Roy's not awake. I can't believe he snored so low. He's sawing logs, she put my hip in a fog. Roy's not awake, yeah, he was awake for too long.
Roy's not awake. There he is.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks to everyone who got no sleep last night, but yet is going to add to society today. Way to go,
yeah,
team.
Yeah, we are contributing members.
There you go. All right, hey, up next, we got to talk about a Subway employee who is shamed after they couldn't fulfill an order that a customer gave. But wait to hear what the customer was asking for. And everybody's going to be like, what?
Okay.
Just like that.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, the main Roy and the Ray Morning Show. Your chance to win cash. 5 seconds to cash. That's going to be coming up at 7 a.m.
Got $100 for you this morning.
Perfect.
Hey, this post was on, it showed up on a website called Pop Culture, and a Subway customer got shamed on social media. A Subway employee got shamed on social media after a customer posted that they were annoyed at the man who went to a Subway in January and asked to fill a 63 sandwich order in less than an hour. And the Subway employee said that that was impossible because he was the only one working.
This, you know what that sounds like? When we used to get wake-up wraps from Dunkin' all the time in the morning, and I would have to go and order like 15 wraps, and every person behind me, all I would hear was...
Yeah.
Because it was like only two people there working. Working the drive-thru.
On the Yelp review of this Subway, a complainer says... As a last-minute resort, my sister and I went to the Subway to get 63 foot-long subs for my grandson's confirmation party, and we had to wait over an hour for those subs.
You think? My gosh.
It was a ridiculously long wait, and the employee lady who took my order seemed really annoyed with me the whole time.
Yes, she should have been.
She stopped making our sandwiches to help other customers along the way, too. Maybe if she hurried up, she would have gotten it done in an hour.
Oh, my gosh, you can't stop a whole store for
right.
You.
I'm supposed to shut down the store because you ordered 63 subs?
You have to call those things in advance.
Like, anything over five, I would say. Like, if you needed more than five sandwiches, I think that's a phone call, isn't it?
You know, we also do this with Chick-fil-A. Now I'm noticing that we do this.
Where we just show up and say, I need a large order of chicken minis.
Yeah, we're like, can we get a tray of, and they're like, you have got to call in catering. And we're like, well, what would be the difference if we called in catering or if we just ordered 20?
12, yeah. We'll take 12 combos of your chicken minis.
But fast food is different because it's ready to go.
Subway is kind of fast food. I don't know. I equate it. Kind of the same thing.
But they have to, like, somebody you have to make the sandwich.
I would say over 10 subs.
Yeah.
You probably need a call in.
Yeah, like our partner's Jersey Mike's. If you're going to go to Jersey Mike's and you're going to get five subs.
I think five's, because that's like a family.
Okay, so then let's say.
I'd say anything like over 10 is going to take them some time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you're going to have to call that in.
Okay. Anyway, don't worry. A lot of people jumped on that Yelp review and told the person who wanted 63 sandwiches in an hour.
That they're out of their mind?
They were out of their mind, and they actually applauded the employee who finally got it done in an hour and a half.
Yeah. I would have been upset if I was there, and I was having to wait because of your stupid 63 mm-hmm. order. I'd have been more upset at you. And since I'm not an employee, I'd actually say something to your face.
Whoa!
And tired Roy.
Tired Roy. Tired Roy. Was aggressive Roy.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
So Ariana Grande is having to apologize to her fans in Tampa and Orlando after having to cancel two of her shows due to an illness. She revealed on social media that she actually suffered an allergic reaction, and she gave an update saying, we discovered that I unfortunately had an allergic reaction to tomatoes, and my throat pretty much closed. I feel like I'm swallowing cactuses, but slowly making some progress. I will make it up to you. And she added, there's nothing more unfair than an Italian woman developing an allergy to tomatoes in her 20s.
Yeah, that's awful.
That is awful. And adult food allergies, it's a thing. I'm allergic to mango now, and I wasn't growing up.
You get a little mark on your face.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
I love mangoes.
Remember you tried my mango ice cream?
Yeah.
And you get all swollen.
Thanks for that. That was a cute moment of mine. All right, so Joe Jonas admits that he thinks he would have gotten away with the whole wedding to Sophie Turner that happened in Vegas after the Billboard Awards if it wasn't for Diplo. If you remember, Diplo is the one that kind of broke the news. He was, you know, you can do the Insta Live. And he says that Diplo loves Instagram more than a 13-year-old. And they laughed about it afterwards and thought it was ridiculous, but he was a little annoyed with the fact that he ruined it in the sense that he would have gotten away with it because it was such a tight-knit
group. What does he mean, gotten away with it?
Like, it wouldn't have made mainstream media. Like, none of us would know that they were already married. We would just know when they had the big wedding ceremony.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
Speaking of the Jonas Brothers, they will be hosting Live with Kelly and Ryan in the near future, hoping to tackle TV.
That's weird because there's only two seats on that show.
I know. Well, they are co-hosting with Ryan Seacrest, so there's going to be four co-hosts, apparently, on June 13th.
You know, maybe they're going to get more chairs.
Maybe. I don't know. Hopefully Gilman will figure it out.
That's their producer.
Yeah, Gilman's their producer. He's off mic sometimes. Right, Gilman? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll get more chairs. It's no problem.
Thanks. Off Mike Roy in the house.
Alex Trebek got some great news about his health. Did you see this?
I did.
3 months after being diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, he is in near remission, is what his doctors told him. And they haven't seen a positive result like this in their memory. So
that's awesome. That means that we're making strides in when you donate to like the American Cancer Society or you go to any cancer fundraiser and you bid on silent auctions and stuff. That money really does go to help research and beat this terrible disease, man. At least add years to people's lives. Like my mom was stage 4 breast cancer. Mm-hmm. That was a death sentence 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, and here mom is 4 years later and she's still fighting it and just living.
Yeah. I mean,
and
you
she's healthy.
Fight,
she's not unhealthy. She's just, you know, going for treatments.
Yeah.
She doesn't like when I talk about it, so.
Oh, she doesn't?
No.
Is she listening right now?
No. Well, maybe. She sometimes
hey,
listens
Jenny.
Early. Hi, Mom. Love you.
Thinking about you. Anyway, congratulations to him, and that is your dirty.
Thank you. Someone broke into a home. I just saw this story, too. I'm gonna give it to you to read, Loren. Someone broke into a home, and the owner was super thankful for it. Did you see this story?
Mm-hmm,
All right,
did.
Great. Let's talk about it, and Loren will share it with us in about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Having somebody break into your house is probably the most terrifying idea ever, especially if you have a family.
Yeah, and especially like if you come home and your house has just been ransacked. It seems so invasive that someone was there, you know?
Just someone being in your home in general, I think, is freaky. But one Massachusetts man had the surprise of his life when he came home to notice his back door was open and that somebody had been in his house. Now, he's got a 5-year-old son, and when they started looking around, they were terrified to know that someone was in the house. But after finding out that person had come and gone and had also done something while they were in the house, they did a deep clean and did not steal anything.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
They broke into the man's house and did shaped it up, cleaned it up, shined it.
Are you sure this isn't like something that happened to, almost happened to Nicole? Remember a cleaning company wanted to get into her unit?
It was like when she first moved here.
Are you sure that maybe a cleaning company didn't get the wrong house?
Maybe. But they had noticed the back door was open and there were no suspects. No fingerprints were left behind.
Wow, they cleaned really, really well.
Yeah.
They cleaned working backwards right out that back door. That's so funny. I wonder how long they were there for.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
To clean a whole house, you would have to be there for a couple hours. Yeah, for sure. But I guess if if the guy took his kid to school, then went to work, he'd be gone for at least 8 hours, 6 to 8, you know?
I mean, he should leave a tip. You did him a favor.
Yeah.
He doesn't know who it is.
Well, just leave it back on the counter. They'll be back.
I would change my locks. Like, it would be a whole thing.
The other thing that comes to mind, too, is, like, never mind the fact that they broke in and cleaned the house, but, like, what did they commit in the house and then cleaned it?
I don't like that thought.
You know?
Do you think a murder went down there?
Maybe.
They murdered and then cleaned it up?
Maybe. I watched The Sopranos. When they clean up good. You would never know.
Well, this person even left a little origami rose made out of toilet paper.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, this is a professional cleaning company.
Yeah, he said he's led to suspect that it was a professional cleaning
company.
Somebody
paid.
Visited the wrong address.
Or somebody paid him.
His place was
so gross.
Yeah.
And the neighbor was like, hey, because I had that happen to me when I was living
it up, Johnny.
When I was living on my own, my cousins came to visit me and they stayed the night out in Arizona. And they reported back to my mom that my place was filthy. By the way, I didn't think it was, but I guess, you know, up to adult standards. So next thing you know, my mom called me and she goes, hey, we're having someone come in to clean your house.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, I said, thanks. What's going on? She goes, well, your cousin said it was disgusting. I was like, it's not that bad.
How embarrassing.
I mean, I was young. I was like 24. What did I care?
Yeah.
My cousin's like reported was so bad that my cousin reported back to my mom. How was your visit?
That was disgusting.
Your son lives in a slop house, but it was a nice apartment, man.
You should have taken care of it.
I thought I did. I don't know. Maybe I was wrong. I felt like it was a nice apartment and I had it clean enough. But when you're 23 or 24, your sense of clean is different than, like, my cousins were older. They were in their 40s.
If you are male, your sense of cleaning is different. Still to
come. Oh, man. Now, this is going to be exciting. I'm excited for this. I asked Roy if we could do this, and he said yes. I don't know if he remembers it, though.
What did I do?
A Chinese man got slapped a whopping 52 times by his girlfriend.
Oh, boy. I know where this is going.
You're a little tired this morning?
Well, am I going to get woken pretty quickly?
I think Loren should try and at least give Roy one slap.
Oh, my gosh.
Slap me, Loren.
This feels like a trick.
We're going to tell you why this man was slapped 52 times. Some of you might say, hey, it was for a good reason. We'll tell you around 6:50.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You know, yesterday at this time, we talked about how Loren and I are doing the challenge of who can sell a house first, me because I'm now a realtor, or her because she's selling a house. I want to let you know I now have like three clients.
Oh, come on, man.
So you're going down. So.
I saw people tweeting to Roy. People texted Roy.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure 90% of them aren't really serious, but you're going down.
If you don't show my house, we're not friends anymore.
Hey, you're out of the budget.
I thought about something yesterday, Loren. I thought, geez, you know what? Kemba Walker, the all-star point guard for the Charlotte Hornets, is due a $230 million raise. Mm-hmm. Maybe when he gets that, he can afford your place.
Oh, come on.
So that's good news, but that won't happen until July.
You're so stupid.
Every place isn't that expensive.
You're so stupid.
Welcome. This is the shilling of Loren Di Casa Chateau.
Hey, maybe if he's into buying real estate around the Charlotte area, like Cam Newton is.
Yeah. Maybe you used to have an old Hornets player that lived in your neighborhood.
Yeah, Ramon Sessions used to rent the house across the street.
The house isn't too fancy because, you know those houses like that has the room that nobody uses, like the sitting room?
Yeah,
we don't have one of those.
She doesn't have one of those. No. That's a fancy house. When you just have a room of sitting?
Yeah. The new place does. Chateau de Lorraine does. It's also got a butler's pantry.
No, it doesn't. We don't have one.
All right. Listen to this story. This is
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Crazy. A Chinese man was a victim of being slapped in public. We just watched the video in here, you guys. We'll post it up at kiss951.com and on the Kiss95.1 app where you can go check it out. It is so crazy. His girlfriend slapped him a whopping 52 times on the sidewalk in China because she was upset, Loren, that he didn't buy her a new smartphone for the Chinese Valentine's Day, which is on May 20th.
Whoa, it's May 20th over there?
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get stuck on?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
You know, Roy, other countries celebrate things different times.
Yeah, but okay.
The whole world doesn't celebrate Mother's Day when we do.
I mean, I was shocked when I found out that Australia doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving like us.
That just don't make any sense. So while most Chinese couples celebrated May 20th, or 5/20 as they call it, one of the Asian countries' three yearly Lover's Day, so they have three Valentine's Days a year in China. The couple here, they were surrounded by people in this video, just people watching this woman haul off and slap her man 52 times for not buying a smartphone.
It wasn't about the smartphone.
Yeah, something
that was the straw. Yeah.
But that's why I said earlier that maybe some women would agree that maybe this dude was just bound to get 50. You don't slap a man 52 times for the smartphone. All right. So if you're just joining us too this morning, Roy has made it clear that he is working on 3 hours of sleep after Wine Up Wednesday last night at the Manchester. and just not being able to get to sleep. So
Lorraine's going to slap me. I guess maybe I can handle 52 slaps. Is that the test?
No, I don't think we should do a 52 slap. That's a little excessive.
And by the way, I'm scared because I told her I'm going to beat her in this game of real estate games.
Yeah, you should have thought about that 2 minutes ago.
She's going to beat the crap out of me.
Not punching you.
So what are we gonna do? Are we gonna?
Yesterday.
You really want me to slap you?
Well, let's do it. Let's see how many I can take before I say stop.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Well, feels like a trick. I don't know.
Yesterday I saw the story, Lorraine, and I was like, "Let's try one." But now that he's tired, I'm thinking maybe you could slap him awake.
Good luck.
Right.
How hard are you going to go? Like, show me on yourself, like, what you're thinking.
No, I'm not doing it to myself.
Are you going to go hard?
You're going to have to come, like, this way so I can actually get to your face. I'm right-handed.
Okay. I'm scared.
Yeah, me too.
All right, go for it. Oh, my gosh. What was that? What was that?
Thank you.
That was harsh slap.
That wasn't even that hard.
Mad.
No,
like, what are you mad about?
Listen.
I thought I was going to get like
a love tap. That's a love tap, not a slap.
You just slapped the crap out of me.
Let me see again. Do another one.
Do another?
Make his other cheek as red.
I'm not left-handed. I don't know if I... Oh, you are red.
Yes. You slapped me hard, Lorraine. I thought we were getting love taps.
I'm sorry.
What was good at that?
I'm just really... passionate.
I'll say.
I go all in.
I'm awake.
Roy's not the first guy you slapped, is he?
I may have had some practice in the past.
Do one more.
All right, go for it.
On the same side or the other side?
No, it's up to Roy.
I'm afraid I might hit you weird.
What does that mean?
Because I'm left. You gotta put your head up.
You're starting to fall.
She stuck so far back.
All right, come here. Give me one.
Oh, it's so painful.
You guys are a glutton for punishment.
Give me one. Let me see what it's like.
It ain't good. It ain't good.
Oh, she's going to like this one. That's the problem.
Yeah, because she doesn't. Like, she loves me way more than you, so she's going to punch you.
She's got some scruffs, so I feel like that might absorb. You're not going to get the sound.
All right.
I'm going to have to hit you harder.
What?
Ready?
Ow!
It's hard. She's just a hard hit.
Ow!
I really thought there would be a love tap, man.
And she went up high. Like, she got my cheekbone.
I know. I'm sorry. I had to find, like, empty skin. You're scrappy.
Stupid idea was this game.
Yours!
Dallas, beware. Don't make your wife upset.
Do you feel awake?
I'm wide awake. Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You know, I'm reading this article about how unmarried women are the happiest.
Uh-huh.
And it's very conflicting.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I guess they studied a couple different people, and the London School of Economics says that the single woman is happier because they take less risk and you earn more money at work. And you live a little longer.
Really?
I guess you don't have the stress of dealing with the other person or the family issues. So your home life is a little better.
Okay.
But the other person that they studied seemed happy, more stressed.
This is the married person.
Yeah. And you would think, like, living alone, it could be lonely. You know, maybe you get a dog. I don't know. But the married person didn't deal with feeling lonely. They had more stress in their life.
I don't know if I buy this crap.
Well, that's why we need to talk to a single woman right now at 704-570-9595. You're not married, you're not dating, but you're super happy.
Well, I'm saying you could be happy, but I'm guessing, listen, life is tough. It is nice if there's someone to help you carry the load.
I agree. So
sometimes that can be a burden, though.
I know. And here's the thing. I can see both sides of this because I mean, I've been married since I was 24, 25. And Dallas and I have been together for a really long time. But we did the long distance thing, too. So I kind of lived that single life for a while. And Not just living alone, not like not going out with guys, just living alone.
Just clarifying.
You still had to be exclusive even when you're alone.
Yeah, but there's something nice about going home and not having to like worry about, hey, what do you want for dinner? Or the bickering about who left their clothes on the floor. Or, you know, you just get to come home, kick your feet up, and watch an episode of your favorite show. There's no stress in that.
Yeah.
So that's why 704-570-9595. There's not one single woman. See, if we don't get a call on this, because our MRL show fam shows up all the time when we ask, that means that the study is completely wrong. Because if you are single and somewhat happy, where are you at? And, I mean, and do you find it easier to navigate through life?
And the flip side of that, Manny, is that, like, now I'm married and I have a kid and I'm extremely happy in my life. But it is way more stressful now than it was when I was living by myself.
And by the way, we're not judging anyone one way or the other. If you're married and, you know, and you're happy, that's great too. This is just the article that we're trying to figure out to see if it's true or not.
Yeah, and Lorraine, you brought up a good point. And please, by the way, call 704-570-9595. It is nice when you get to go home and not worry about that. I just dealt with that last night where I was at the Manchester late, and then I realized I was like, Sterling, he doesn't cook. I hope he can figure it out.
So you start stressing over your partner.
I hope he's figuring out dinner. Meanwhile, I come home and he had a Hot Pocket, which is good.
and that's a stress, by the way, that you wouldn't have had if you were single, because you would have just come home and done your thing.
Right. Kira in Mooresville, you agree with this?
I absolutely agree with it.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Kara.
I'm 41. I live in Mooresville. I've been down here for 20 years. I'm from Pennsylvania. And, you know, when I was younger, I always had a boyfriend. I'd break up with somebody and I'd have a new boyfriend within a week or two. And now that I'm older, I mean, I'm happy. I'm set in my ways. I've got a dog that cuddles me every night. I don't have to worry about anyone telling me what to do when I go out.
That dog doesn't talk back.
Yep, exactly.
And you're happy.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of female friends too, Kara?
You know, the older I get, I stay home more than I used to.
Yeah.
I used to be a server, and then I, you know, about 8 years ago, I got a job in an office.
Okay.
So I think, was part of the problem, is I stopped seeing as many people, and I stopped going out a lot.
So the reason why I ask that, too, is because I feel like a lot of men and women who have a group of friends who are dating, I think that puts the pressure on you to also be dating too, because you don't want to always be the plus one, or you don't want to be the one without a boyfriend or girlfriend around. Thanks, Kara. But this article that Loren just read, y'all, says that single women who aren't married, find themselves in a really happy spot.
This is anonymous in Charlotte. You're single and you're enjoying life?
Yes, very much. I don't have anyone to answer to. I can do whatever I want. I don't have to, you know, all that stuff. I just feel happier single.
So, I typically don't ever point this out, but if you're enjoying life so much, why do you feel you need to call in anonymously?
I just didn't really want to say my name.
Oh, okay.
One doesn't have anything to do with the other.
Why is it such a secret you enjoy your life?
She never want anybody infiltrating it.
She's so against dating, she doesn't want people to know her name. She's like, some guy may reach out and know that I'm Kara.
I'll tell you what's interesting, though. Anonymous is 25. Kara, who we just talked to, is 41.
Yeah.
Completely, you know.
Different sides of the spectrum.
Different parts of life, you know. So how long do you think you're going to stay single? If you're so happy, like, do you find yourself wanting to have a boyfriend or be in some sort of a relationship?
I do sometimes, and all my friends, most of them are in relationships long term and are having kids and are married, and I'm just kind of working a lot and saving a lot of money.
Okay.
I don't have to pay for kids or all that stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Save the money.
We're getting a lot of text messages that people are very happy single.
I know a guy, he's in his 40s, and he, it's not a woman, but he loves being single. And I asked him, because I was, of course, when you find out he's been single for like how many, I can't remember how many years, I'm like, so are you gay? What's going on? Are you in the, I was trying to figure it out.
Right.
You know, why are you not dating? And he told me, he said, you know, I'm just a lot to handle and I'm not changing my ways.
And no woman can, like, there's not a woman who can hop on board with that.
Good for him for recognizing that.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm just not going to change my ways.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
We can't get to Susan. She's on hold. She's in South Carolina, 34, single, has been for years, doesn't want anybody. That won't make it better. Happy is where she's at. So your little study over there, Loren, worked, okay?
Okay.
Good for you. Dirty on the 30 coming up. We're going to get the very latest out of Hollywood in under 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Loren, before you get to the dirty, people might have missed yesterday on the MRL show when we mentioned that we'd made the local morning news.
We did. We got to marry a listener who we love, Josh from Lancaster. And we had a Duncan wedding. Roy married them, and it was on the news yesterday.
This is very cool. You're going to like this. A couple from Lancaster, South Carolina, recently decided to tie the donut at a Gaston County Duncan with the help of our friends over at the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Josh, would you please repeat after me? I, Josh, take you, Vicky, to be my wife, my partner in life, and be my one true love.
All right, slow down a little bit.
Okay. Mr. Roy, they're probably giving him too much to go with there, but he slowed down, and the vows were completed as the bride and groom's little munchkins, get it, watched on. Dunkin' Donuts provided a donut cake, donut bouquet, and decorated the entire store.
Aww.
So I got word yesterday that our friend Charity Bailey, who works at Right This Minute, a show. She used to work here in Charlotte. Now she works on that show where they watch viral videos, is going to air that tomorrow.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. We're going viral.
We really are going viral with that Dunkin' breakfast with Dunkin' wedding. Yeah.
Because the news, Derek and WCCB, they featured it in their viral video segment. So I guess maybe other viral video people are picking it up.
And yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, Minister Roy.
Yeah, well, listen, if you want me to marry you behind Chili's, I'm available in the afternoons. Let me know.
He does food-specific weddings, everyone.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Tiffany Haddish, she's got an interesting way of finding out how she did in auditions. Now, she mentioned this during an interview lately, and she says that when she goes in for her acting casting, that she will leave her phone on memo record, voice record, and then put her bag down somewhere in the room. She'll do her audition and then leave, but leave the bag in the room so she can hear what the director directors have to say about her after she leaves. She says she's heard it all, that she's not urban enough, that her girls aren't big enough.
Whoa.
Yeah. So a few minutes afterwards, she comes back in the room, picks up her bag, and she's got the voice memos. I wonder what she does with them.
Ooh. I'm going to start doing that to you, too. When I leave the room, I'm going to leave a recording device.
Yeah.
I'm so sick and tired of Roy.
All right, we were all kind of talking about this last night on text message, but we've got to talk about Ashton Kutcher testifying in the serial killer trial.
How crazy is this?
Now, I mean, this happened a really long time ago, but it's still, it happened in 2001, and Ashton had met this girl at a house party. They kind of had, you know, something going on, and they decided they would go on a date. Well, Ashton had to go to a Grammys viewing party, and he was going to be a little late for, you know, picking her up from the date. When he showed up at the house, he looked in the window. Nobody was answering the door, and he thought he saw red wine spilt on the floor. Well, come to find out, it wasn't red wine. She had already been murdered at that point.
Yeah.
So now he's on trial testifying, trying to determine the time of her death.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scary stuff, man.
Crazy stuff. Bachelor Ari and his bachelorette wife had just said good morning to a brand new baby.
Oh.
Yeah. They had a baby yesterday. We were on baby watch. Beautiful baby girl. And I think she was, you know, 6 pounds.
I was just telling my wife yesterday, I need to do a full count and a recap all the way back to the beginning of The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Oh, there's so many of them.
But I want to see who's still together.
Oh,
and
there's
who's
like,
got kids.
There's like four of them together.
Yeah, that's it, right?
It's not many.
It's a lot less.
Because it's a game.
Well, I mean, all of a sudden the helicopter trips to Fiji go away.
Right. And now you've got to figure out.
You're grinding in St. Louis.
Right. Mm-hmm. Who's making dinner? Who's going to watch the kids? Yeah, it's a whole thing. Kit Harington says that he is proud of his decision to go and get help. He checked into a luxury rehab facility to get his stress and alcohol addiction under wraps.
Good.
So we're very proud of him. We mentioned that yesterday, but he's proud of his decision, too.
Good.
And that is your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. 20 wins underneath her belt. She's starting to get a little bit of a track record, and whenever that happens, I get nervous. So call now and take her down.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS 95.1.
Good morning, Doug. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Thank you. Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
We're great. And you are playing Can't Beat Loren. Are you alone in the car?
I am.
Okay. Well,
jeez, Loren, getting personal.
Well, I want to know who I'm up against.
Oh, gotcha.
You know.
Well, Loren, if you would please leave the studio.
I sure can.
Loren is putting the headphones down. She's walking out of the studio. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Here we go, Doug, playing for all the Rockillionaires. Joe Jonas jokingly admitted that Diplo ruined his Vegas wedding because he never had permission to live stream that wedding. What Game of Thrones cast member did he marry?
Sophie Turner.
And question.
Playing Arya, playing Sansa Stark.
Oh, right.
Wow, that's really good.
Harry Styles is going to be the face of Gucci's latest fragrance. What band was he a part of?
One Direction.
And Millie Bobby Brown stars in the new Godzilla King of Monsters movie out this weekend. But she's known for playing 11 in what Netflix series?
Stranger Things.
Shawn Mendes has one of the most in-demand tours of the summer. What country is he from?
Shawn Mendes?
Two?
Scotland.
All right, question five. Will Smith stars as Aladdin and helps two little girls meet Jasmine during the press conference, red carpet is pretty funny. He's known as the genie in the movie, but he's also known as the Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air.
All right, come on in, Loren.
Doug got four correct, Loren. It shall be a tough battle.
Okay.
Put thy headphones on, and here we go. Joe Jonas jokingly admitted that Diplo ruined his Vegas wedding because he never had permission to live stream that wedding. What Game of Thrones cast member did he marry?
Sophie Turner.
1-1.
And Harry Styles is going to be the face of Gucci's latest fragrance. What band was he one time a part of?
One Direction.
2-2.
Millie Bobby Brown stars in the new Godzilla King of Monsters movie. Loren, you saw that last night.
I did.
But she's known for playing 11 in what Netflix series?
Stranger Things.
3-3.
Shawn Mendes has one of the most in-demand tours of the summer. What country is he from?
Canada.
Oh, Loren, that is correct. Unfortunately, Doug said Scotland. It is 4-3.
All right, somewhere our Scottish friend Scotty is smiling. Will Smith stars in Aladdin and helps two little girls meet Jasmine during the press conference, red carpet. He's known as the genie in the movie, but he's also known as the Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. Loren, you have 21 wins.
Doug, which one got you?
It was the
Shawn Mendes one. I said Scotland.
Okay.
But I put up a good fight. Unfortunately, third time was not the charm. I just can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Doug.
Thank you.
Doug is all good.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right, we're going to get down to War of the Roses. You know, Corey says that Josh is the one. The one that they're going to get married. It's soon to be fiancé. When she has to come back home real quick, she finds out that Josh is all dressed up and it looks like he's about to go on a date when he never told her he was going out. Now she's suspicious. Why is he hiding? Why is he dressed up? Why is he wearing cologne? That's what we're going to get to the bottom of with the brand new War of the Roses in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Corey, you have a story that you're going to help me understand because you're engaged and you're going to get married in 2020, but you think your boyfriend's cheating on you. What's going on with Josh?
It's so weird. We've been together for like 4 years and we've been through so much and I love him so much, but 2 weeks ago, he proposed. He did it without a ring, and I know that he doesn't make a lot of money, and we talked about it, and he was like, I'm saving up for the ring, and I want to be able to give it to you in August, and he asked about my input, so, like, That way we could get married in probably like spring of next year. So I was going out the other night with my girlfriends and like we were going to talk about the whole party and like how we were going to do the bachelorette party, how we're like basically plan a lot of the things for the wedding. And then my really close girlfriend, Allison, she ended up not being able to come and she was going to be the maid of honor. And I was like, well, let's just cancel it and we'll do it some other time. And it ended up being fine with everybody else because of work. So then I was on my way back home and I walk in and Josh is there. He had like just gotten out of the shower and was getting dressed and was like getting ready to head out the door. And he looked really great. Like he had cologne on.
Hmm.
It was just really fishy. So I asked him about what was going on, and he just kind of got really weird and was like, "I'm going to meet this this friend of a client." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, why didn't you tell me?" And he was like, "Oh, it was last minute, and it was just really weird. Like, you know, when you know somebody well enough, you know that they're lying."
Yeah. And so why would he meet a friend of a client? That's weird.
I don't know. It was like I caught him off guard or something, and he didn't realize that I was coming home. And
like maybe he was going out on a date while you were going out with your friends. He was trying to use that opportunity, that time.
Yeah. And so I basically was like, you know what? No. How about that? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to put my foot down. This is weird. I don't want you to go. I have the night off. Let's stay and hang out together. And I'm not going to lie to you, that didn't turn out well either. We were both, like, not talking the whole time. And I don't know. I'm really upset. I don't know what's going on. We've been together for so long that it makes absolutely no sense to me.
Corey, so, I mean, I hate to stop you, but I think you know. And I it doesn't sound good. And are you willing, if we go ahead with War of the Roses, what's your end game here? Like, if you get that solidified answer, are you going to break this off or?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There is no way that I'm going to marry a cheater.
Ooh, yeah. Well, I hope not.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to give him a phone call. Remain quiet until we figure out what he puts on the note. If he doesn't send the flowers to you. Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Josh, please.
This is he.
Hi, Josh. Congratulations. My name's Hannah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We are a romantic gift company, and we're brand new. We're just trying to get our name out there. So we did an Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected your handle to get $100 in beautiful free red roses. Congratulations. We just asked that you tell someone about our services.
Oh, well, that's different, and like this isn't anything that like I signed up for. It's just random.
Nope. Well, it's not random. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and then we randomly select someone.
Oh, okay. I guess that sounds cool. I guess I'd like tag y'all on Instagram or something.
Sure, we would love that.
Yeah. You know what? Send them to Anna. Yeah, basically just like maybe like a little note on the bottom that says, "Hey, Anna, sorry that I've been kind of distant lately. I'm just kind of trying to get things figured out on my end, but, you know, I definitely care about you a lot, and I'll be seeing you really soon."
Oh, my God!
What did you just say?
It's your...
Who is Anna?
Josh, I'm not Hannah. My name is Loren. You're on the Mini Roy and Loren Morning Show on War of the Roses. Corey's been on the phone the whole time, and I'm sure she would like to know who Anna is as well.
Josh, who is Anna? Are you kidding me right now?
Oh, okay. Okay, first of all, calm down.
Oh, don't tell me to calm down. You proposed 2 weeks ago.
I know. Okay, look, I know this looks bad.
Yeah.
I know this, like...
Oh my God,
it's not what you think, okay? I mean, okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Is just a friend. She's just a friend. She's a friend from work.
And what do you have to figure out?
Who I've never heard of in the four years that we've been together?
We just have to figure out. No, we just have to figure out the inner dynamics of like the deal that I'm making with her.
Come on,
dude. Oh my God! This is no, absolutely not,
Josh.
No, we are not getting married. I hate you.
Were you getting ready to go out that night that Corey came home? Were you ready to go out with Anna? Because that's sure as heck what it sounds like. She told us all about that night.
You know, it's really interesting that a bunch of people that work in radio are now private investigators. Like, that sounds like a really great business y'all are running out there.
We're investigators. Okay. It's just a feature on our show to help our audience with cheater scumbags like you.
Yes, because I might have never known without you guys, and I would have married this scumbag.
All right.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't do this anymore. I hate you. Okay. I'm taking the dog, and I'm leaving.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, okay. That's a bit much.
Okay.
Is that too dramatic for you?
Okay.
Yeah, kind of. This whole thing is dramatic. This is too much.
And
hey, man, you're a liar.
Lied to my face.
You're a liar, you're a cheater, and you got caught. And this is what happens when you cheat.
Oh, my. Thanks, guys. Oh, my God.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Yeah, we are the home of 5 Seconds to Cash, by the way. We gave away $100 this morning at 7 a.m. We're going to hope to give away another $100 with Cameron today at noon. 5 Seconds to Cash. Know the song, win the money. The city is in love with this game. Every time we go out, people are always talking about 5 Seconds to Cash. They know the song. They didn't hear the song. But it's coming up at noon today.
We just did a War of the Roses between Corey and Josh. And come to find out, Josh was cheating after Corey was suspicious because she caught him all dressed up to go out, and he never told her that he was going out. He was just kind of sneaking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she turned around and came home after a canceled dinner date with some friends, and he was like all dressed up, ready to head out. And then she goes on to say, hey, well, you can't go out. Let's just stay home. I have the night off. Let's hang out. And then he was like grumpy the whole time, which means that something wasn't right.
Right.
A lot of people are sending us text messages, though, talking about how we prevented a bad marriage from happening.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough one to do for sure. You know, people are saying this guy's a scumbag. You know, do you think they're coming in so fast? They keep on moving on me. Gosh, how many cheaters are in Charlotte? I'm new to the show, and that may be a dumb question. No, it's not a dumb question. There's a lot of cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, there's a lot. And I know some people who work in the hotel industry, like they're hotel clerks, and it's so funny because I'll talk to them and they're like, you know, I get it because they see the cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like in hotels, he's like, I've seen, you know, where guys will check in with their wives and then bring, you know, their wives will leave or do something like that, and then they'll bring the girlfriend.
Yeah,
now there's a lot of cheaters, unfortunately. Yeah. We're just trying to make it safe to date.
I remember one city I lived in, they had a place called the No-Tell Hotel.
Is that where you charge by the hour?
I guess. I never went.
I guess you pay in cash because you wouldn't want that to show up on your credit card.
So here's a specific question for you, though, because unfortunately, even though there was no ring yet, Corey and Josh were engaged. He proposed to her. He said, hey, I'm going to get you the ring at the end of the summer. Then we'll get married next spring. But it leads us to ask you guys this simple question and jump on the phones and tell us with an answer, why did you call off the engagement? Because it could be a wide range of things. This was due to cheating, but I wonder how many people called off an engagement and it had nothing really to do with cheating. Like, what would another reason be?
Maybe you couldn't get an agreement with anything with the wedding and you realize, if we can't agree on this.
Yeah, I could think family would probably get in the way sometimes.
In-laws drive me nuts.
Yep. just, you know, sometimes you just know it's not the right thing.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. Why did you call off the engagement? You never made it to the altar. A lot of people are texting also saying that they loved Roy. You told him. Roy did call the guy a scumbag about 10 times.
It's because he was.
Yeah.
But by the way, if we ever show up in public and this guy is there, he's going to tell everyone that I'm Roy.
Yep. And if I have to run away, I'm tripping you. I'm like, there he is. Get
him. Roy, where are you going?
704-570-9595. Area code 858 said the no-tell hotel is in Tucson. It sure was.
Wow, it's a real thing. I thought it was just a joke.
No, made. Man.
Okay.
I lived in Tucson. The person's right.
704-570-9595. What reason did you call off the engagement? You can also send us a message on Twitter at the MRL Show, Instagram, DM, however you want to get a hold of us.
704 said that they postponed their engagement for money. But called it off because men are cheaters and trash.
Oh, no.
No, that's not true. They're not all like that, I promise. But I had a friend who called off, speaking of money, I had a friend who got engaged and his fiance called off the wedding when she found out how much in debt he was.
Yeah, that's a good reason. It's a tough reason because you're probably emotionally connected to the person, but you don't want to start your life off in debt.
Mm-hmm.
That would be awful.
But do you really break up over debt, or do you say, hey, it's probably not in our best interest to marry with debt, but I'm going to help you overcome the debt?
So that's what she did. She said, hey, let's just pretend like we never got engaged at this point. She's like, let's just take that off the table for a minute. Let me help you get through this. Oh. And if we walk down that road later on, then we can revisit it. Well, she found out that he had basically an addiction to spending, and it was something that she couldn't help him with. So she did end up walking away long term, but she tried to help him with it.
Mm. I wonder if I'd be classified as addicting to spending.
I definitely have an addiction.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I wonder if I fit that category because I can't tell you. Sterling gets on to me all the time because I'll be out somewhere, like at a convenience store, and I'll want to get a drink. And he's like, you have drinks at the house.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, but there's one right here.
One right here, and it's cold. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. Lorraine had her debit card out a minute ago in here.
I was updating insurance information.
Tony, what's going on? Tony and Charlotte.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who are you talking to?
My kids, I just had to get them in carpool, get them to school.
Oh, how sweet. So did you call off the engagement?
Yeah. So I had relocated to Charlotte to be close to my family, and I had met someone, and he proposed. It was really quick, like a month in, and we were going to elope one morning. And then that morning I said, I can't do it because I felt like I had, you know, moved close to be to my family, and for them not to be there wouldn't feel right.
Okay,
that makes sense.
So we did end up getting married a few years later, and we ended up eloping, but we invited everybody. But
oh, good.
Are you still married?
We are still married.
Good. Okay.
5 years together, 11.
Three. All right.
Great. Good well,
thanks,
for you
Tony.
Guys.
Thanks for listening to us after you moved down here from New York.
Yes.
All right.
Did you see this text message that just came in? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Mm-hmm.
But 254 said, I want to stay anonymous, but I'm a private investigator, and the very worst place for cheaters is Manny's hometown of Waxhaw in the Ballantyne area. I'm watching one right now.
No way.
Yes.
Ooh, we need to have one morning private investigators call in.
Well, that wouldn't be very private. That would be public investigators.
Well,
and people don't
need
to
give us the too many of the specifics, but that's fascinating that someone's being watched right now.
Yeah.
That's cool. Thanks for listening to us while you're watching someone.
Right.
We lost the name on this. What's your name?
Martha. Melissa.
Oh, Melissa.
Melissa.
I'm the worst at listening to people's names, by the way. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing really well. So you called off the engagement. What happened?
Well, after I caught him cheating, my family hated him, a lot of red flags. I was really young. We were together for 3 years. Then when we were living together on Lake Tillery, he started to get really possessive and had this crazy idea that if I died first, that I was going to cheat on him in heaven with my best friend that died when I was 15.
Whoa!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I had a picture of him above my bed that I had drawn when he passed, and he made me take it down, and I was like, oh, my God, okay, well, this is clearly possessive and psycho. So
you didn't find that as a legit concern.
That was the final straw. But I'm glad that the red flag came out before.
There you go. Thanks,
Melissa. Wow, I'm so fascinated by people's brains. Like, what? Whoa.
Yeah, how did that even come up?
Yeah, how does your mind even go there?
I just want to bring Anonymous on for a second. Anonymous, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, so you actually ended up getting married, didn't you?
Well, actually, I was married. It was a long story short. I was in the military. I was married. I was. We were stationed at two different places. And then I was. These new people came in.
Okay.
They were chit-chatting. Ooh, blah, blah, blah. Our instructor is in love with our best friend. And I'm like, oh, really? Where'd you guys came from? They told us. And I'm like, oh, so that come to find out that's where the ex was teaching. He's an instructor.
I'm having a hard time following this. It says here that you were married, then found out that he was engaged. Is that right?
Yeah. He was engaged while, when we were married.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I found out accidentally because the students came.
Okay, I got you. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Anonymous. It was a hard time getting to the point, but she married a guy who was engaged.
We always take one call too far. We should have ended on the guy that has the crazy thoughts.
That sounded really good.
I know, but we always go one too far. You know, I was drooling because I didn't understand that. I was lost.
Yeah, that's why I said something.
Yeah.
All right.
You saw me space it out.
What you got coming up in the dirty, Loren?
So Jennifer Lopez, we're all dying to watch her and Alex Rodriguez walk down the aisle. She's got a wedding update for us coming up in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KISS 95.1.
So Jennifer Lopez, we're all so excited to see her and Alex Rodriguez finally walk down the aisle, right? We all wanted them to get engaged. They got engaged, and now we're anxiously awaiting this wedding. Well, she's got an update for us on the wedding.
Is that true, J-Lo? Do you?
No.
Oh.
I think you do.
I'm good. I think, we have a pretty busy year ahead of us, so we are...
You're going to take your time.
Yeah, I think, there's no rush. We really see this as something that is going to be forever, and we're going to just take our time and do it right, and do it not rushed.
Man, they've been together for a long time. Probably no kids for those two, huh?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe not. I think they're pretty happy. They're just, like, if it happens for them, it happens. And if not, they're okay with that, too.
Kids, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think A-Rod and J-Lo want to be down on the carpet playing.
I think if they were in a rush to get married, then they might want to have kids. But I think they're just kind of enjoying the ride right now. She kicks off her It's My Party tour on June 7th, by the way, which I'm so obsessed with her and I really want to go. Our bosses are listening.
Yeah. She's not coming here.
I know, but I can go to Miami. I can go to Miami.
All right.
Ariana Grande, she is actually going to be here in Charlotte, but she just had to cancel two shows in Tampa and Orlando due to a sickness. And she took to social media to give all her fans an update and apologize, but she said, unfortunately, I had an allergic reaction to tomatoes and my throat pretty much closed. I feel like I'm still swallowing a cactus, but I'm slowly making progress, and I will make it up to you, Tampa and Orlando. Now, she does go on to say that it's unfair that an adult Italian woman develops an adult food allergy to tomatoes in her mid-20s. Yes. She said that is just wrong on so many levels, and I agree with her.
You know, Loren, you are now all of a sudden allergic to mango.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up eating mango, and then I hadn't had it for maybe like 2 years, and I like randomly had it one day, and I had like a little breakout, and I was like, oh, that's weird. And the next time I had a huge reaction to it, and then come to find out, adult food allergy to mango.
So it's not you.
No. All right, Harry Styles, he's going to be the face of Gucci's new fragrance. He's been with the company for a while, being the face of their campaigns. But now he will be representing their fragrance as well. And he just performed in Rome with Stevie Nicks at their release party.
And before you get into what Loren likes, give us a review of last night's Godzilla movie. Loren and I went to see Godzilla, King of Monsters, the screening.
Are you allowed?
Sure.
Yeah, it comes out, I think, tonight, midnight, right?
Okay.
If it was on a Tuesday, I think we get embargoed for like 24 hours. But anyway, I thought it was good. I don't really know anything about Godzilla.
What did the au pair from Italy think of it?
She didn't understand, like, and not that she, not that there was a language thing. She just didn't understand everyone's love for Godzilla. So I kind of felt the same way, but I went strictly because I wanted to watch Manny watch the movie because he so geeks out over Godzilla.
Yeah, he brought his Godzilla toys and was waving them around in the theater.
Pretty much. I mean, he was like cheering, clapping at like certain parts, and I had fun watching him have fun.
Thank you. I grew up watching Godzilla on the Friday after Thanksgiving in New Jersey. It was always on. There was like a marathon. Yeah. My brothers and I got into it, but yeah, good movie for sure. Great epic scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll probably beat Aladdin at the box office this weekend, I would think.
Yeah.
All right, what's how? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lauren like?
It's a very boy movie. Like it's very
yeah,
much
but
a
Millie
guy's
Bobby
movie.
Brown's going to pull a younger audience. That's why they put her in.
Yeah, yeah, and honestly, that's like one of the reasons I wanted to go see it too, because I really do like her as an actress.
See?
So, anyway, what's hot, what's trending, today's What Lauren Likes and tomorrow's What Lauren Likes kind of go together. So, I'll give you a little preview of tomorrow's today. I found these insulated wine glasses that are by Lilly Pulitzer. So, if you love, like, the Lilly Pulitzer prints, they're very summer. Now, you can get a stemless wine glass to go that is insulated. And that's just a little hint at what's tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
Little taste.
Wow.
Okay.
That's an even bigger hint.
Whoa.
Hey, the MRL show, we have a YouTube channel, don't we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
We make money on it?
No. None of people watch it.
Well, there's a new article out on how you can make money with your YouTube videos.
Hey, listen, I know several people who make a lot of money with YouTube.
If you make money because you have a YouTube channel or you have a YouTube video that's out and you made some money on it, can you give us a call, 704-570-9595? We're trying to monetize and make every buck we can here. No, actually, we found an article that says, these are the ways you can make money with your YouTube video. So we'll get into that, dive into it, break it apart, figure it out in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
If you have a YouTube page and you can make some money on it, and give us a call, 704-570-9595.
I got several friends that make varying different money from YouTube. Now, and it's all weird things.
But see, here's what I'm thinking. Like, if you're not a celebrity or a show like The Ellen Show, I mean, we don't make money on ours. Nobody even subscribes to the MRL Show's one.
Yeah, I think we get like 30 views on a video. And like, it's 20 of them's me.
Going to check and see if it's up.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, like, if you're not a show or a celebrity, how are you making money?
So, you know, my buddy Randy, I've talked about him before. He's a good old country boy. He has a YouTube channel where he reads children's books.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's called, like, Layla's Toys. And it's not like him sitting in front of anything. It's just it's just a book, and he'll flip through, and he'll read the storybook. And, like, there's be, like, teachers that would reach out to him that says, hey, you know, my students love to listen to your voice and hear you with these books. It's at the top, the one at the top. So he makes a little bit of money on that. So, like, the top one there is two Blue's Clues books read aloud.
Yeah.
Barney and Me on Safari.
This is your friend Randy?
Yeah, this is Randy.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. We're going to have an exciting adventure today. Barney and I are going on a safari. I've always dreamed of visiting the jungle and seeing lots of animals.
All right, so while you're hearing that, Randy's showing pictures of the book and he's turning the pages.
Yeah. It's
I can't wait to see how this plays out. Let's keep playing it.
Okay. He makes money off of it.
Uh-oh, we lost volume.
Oh, no, what happened?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy, he took a long pause.
Hold on. In the jungle and seeing lots of animals.
What did he stop for?
I don't know.
He had to check a text message.
Oh, yeah, I think maybe he's letting the kids take in the photo.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
I think we...
He had to answer the front door. Somebody called.
In the jungle.
Hold on.
Barney and I are going on a safari. I've always dreamed of visiting the jungle and seeing lots of animals.
Vivek.
Splash, splash, splash. It's great fun playing with the happy hippos. They are so big.
So he does this, and depending on the book, if like I think he told me if it's a book that students are being told to read in classes, those get more views. But like I've seen him get like you know, hundreds of thousands of views.
Really?
On his reading the books. Yeah. I mean, and he makes, you know, decent coin from it.
I threw the article over there. Did you see it anywhere? About how you can make money? I mean, do they give you specific ways?
How do you mean? Like, what content specifically?
Yeah. I mean,
it's the more subscribers you have, the more likely you'll be then in the partner program that will get you money. But it all depends on what you want to make.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing. Is like, that's why I said earlier, like, if you're a show or a celebrity, you're going to make money off of YouTube videos. The average person just isn't doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody did send a text message that said, my close friend has a YouTube channel and he does gaming. He makes a pretty decent amount of money.
Yeah, I knew a guy that played Grand Theft Auto on YouTube, and he made like $3,000 a month. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is a lot of money.
Video games.
That's crazy, like, to me.
That's like, I mean, people could pay their rent for multiple months with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for like, it was, I mean, he has a lot of subscribers, a lot.
I mean, how do you get all those subscribers?
Yeah, that's the thing, is how do you get, you have to have a
personality, I guess.
But you also have to have a topic that people are interested in, or else they're not going to subscribe to you.
Right. People are interested in his books.
But people are so lazy, they don't want to read their own kids' books, so they just hand them an iPad at bedtime and say, here, Opie Joe's going to read your book tonight.
Well, I think it's a whole, and if you
Opie
really,
Joe.
If, yeah, I have the best friends with the best names. I really do, Buford and Randy. No, I think a lot of it's just kids get on, and you've seen, like, Dean, he'll get on YouTube, and you just start clicking and clicking and clicking. I think that's where the majority of the views come from.
Yeah, Dean used to watch videos of kids playing with cars, and the dad would be like, let's open up another car, and they'd be like, all right, and he'd be like, which Hot Wheels is this? Like, I wanted to go nuts listening to that.
Right.
And then I looked, and the guy had 11,000 subscribers.
And he's probably making, you know. Yeah. Okay. I think Randy's making a few hundred bucks a month from
this. Good for him. Yeah. Well, now he should get more. We just helped him.
Right. Yeah, Layla's toys. And notice the long pauses he takes in between changing the page.
He really lets you soak it in. He went to enter the front door.
I mean, do you get paid, but like per second that you're on?
I don't know, man.
He's like really dragging it out.
I don't know.
What you need to do is take long pauses. Hey, up next, if you guys missed it, we played it yesterday, but it's kind of circulating again. I don't know if the people that listen later on the show heard it. A weatherman goes off on Bachelorette Nation after they start trolling him on Twitter for breaking in during a tornado, interrupting their show. He actually goes off on live TV. We'll have that audio for you around 8:52.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got your chance to win money, $100, 5 seconds to cash. That's coming up at 12 noon.
What, did you call me? Did you say Manny?
No.
Money.
Oh, money.
Money, money.
Money, money. Even if you can't win.
No, I know. But we all can win here with this audio. Listen, Brad Panovich, who's a meteorologist here at WCNC, said to us that when he had to cut in for a race years ago because of bad weather, the race fans were going nuts on him, tweeting him, trolling him. Well, a weather guy in Ohio had the same issue, Loren, but not with race fans. With who?
With the Bachelor fans.
Bachelorette Nation. Listen to this. This is live during the weather break-in during an episode of this week's Bachelor.
That's why this is a dangerous situation tonight. It's dark. It's also rainy. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice rain. Think about this. This was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop, okay? Just stop right now. It's not. I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. Dangerous situation here. All right, I'm sorry I did that. It just really bothers me that we have people that don't care about other people's safety around here. That's just ridiculous.
We need to know who's going to give a rose to who.
Do you think it's in rain. That weatherman's ear, he's hearing, get back to the emergency weather?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Get back to it, John. Yeah.
Your dislike meter is going through the roof.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hard to come back from, too.
You know, and I remember in my hometown, even if the storm wasn't in your area, you know, we'd be over at Mama's house, and if any part had really severe weather, like, life stopped. Everything shut down.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was glued to the TV, and the lights were off, and, you know, you're like, well, it could be coming here.
Yeah.
You know, it was a big thing when bad weather was about.
See, I guess the thing is, he's not talking to people who have the ability to jump on a computer or jump on a smartphone and track the weather. There's a lot of people who don't have that ability.
No.
And the only way they can follow the weather is with the antenna on their TV, the over-the-air cable.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but not only that, but if maybe you are caught up in The Bachelor and you just know that there's a storm outside, but you have no idea that there is a tornado coming.
Right, but what he's saying is the people that are complaining to him are people that, like, in other words, if it was, like, in Charlotte,
well,
and the tornadoes...
Well, because those people don't care about the people who
exactly.
are affected.
The tornadoes yeah. in Rock Hill, the people in Hickory would
right.
be... We don't care, you know, put the
but
Bachelor
back on. Even if I was in Hickory, my grandparents and my whole family, we'd still be glued to the TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'd be all in, yeah. Because it's so close, you know, it could happen here.
That's true, but I just find it funny that he's yelling. I want to just hear that again real quick, because I think it's funny.
His stop is pretty pronounced.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why this is a dangerous situation tonight. It's dark. It's also rainy. I was just checking social media. We have viewers complaining already. Just go back to the show.
Yeah, he quotes one of them.
Just go back to the show, somebody said.
No, we're not going back to the show, folks. This is a dangerous situation, okay? It's nice, right? Think about this. This was your neighborhood. I'm sick and tired of people complaining about this. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop.
Stop. Well, you remember whenever there was a potential for snow, Manny and I used to hop on Facebook Live.
Oh, my gosh.
And send,
you troll.
And trolled Brad Panovich because we thought it was so funny. It got so bad, the point to that fans of Brad Panovich called the radio station to complain that we were derailing the weather forecast.
Well, there's a difference between on Brad's live when he has bad weather. There's so many people that he doesn't even pay attention to the comments. So
no.
We weren't trying to troll Brad. We were just
right.
having fun making comments for the people that were watching it because they were going, LOL, Manny and Roy are on here.
Yeah.
Listen, if you have ever listened to this show, you know.
We're nonsense.
Yeah.
All
and
nonsense.
It was only snow. It wasn't like a tornado.
Yeah.
Yep. It wasn't anything serious.
Hey, if you're going to a wedding sometime soon, we've got this article for you. Things you should never say to the bride and groom just before they get married.
Kiss 95.1.
We are here, and we're so glad that you chose to stop by 95.1 and hang out with the MRL Morning Show. Every morning, we are here. Tomorrow on the show, we've got your shot at tickets to go see this weekend's championship playoff series. That's right. The Charlotte Checkers are home at Bojangles Coliseum. And we've got a bunch of tickets to give out at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Cool. Yeah, we're going to do a fun thing involving ice cubes.
And the melting of said ice cubes.
Yep.
And thanks to the Checkers for helping us give away some tickets.
Yeah.
So, Loren, as you know, a lot of times we do the Bridezilla Chronicles where mm-hmm. we open up different stories and talk about bridezillas who are doing shameful things to their bridesmaids and wedding guests. But this is something a little different, but yet still has to do with the bride.
Yeah. So, you know, no doubt a lot of people are going to be attending a wedding this summer. And it's probably the most stressful and the most beautiful day of someone's life. And there are some rules when you attend a wedding. These are some of the things that you should not say to the bride or groom.
Like, you sure?
Even
more than that?
I guess less crucial.
Oh, okay.
704-570-9595. We got a couple lines open for you. Tell us, what did someone say to you right before you got married? And who was that person?
So when you're attending a wedding, you should never ask if you can bring their kids because they're well behaved for their age.
Mm, sure.
Yeah, that's always a thing.
Yeah. You shouldn't ask the bride or groom, what time is the wedding? That's what your invitation is for. How much did you pay per plate? I can get you a gift of equal value.
Yeah, but you're supposed to, you know, try to do that research yourself.
Well, I mean, it shouldn't even matter, honestly.
Yeah, you're not paying for it. What do you care what they paid?
No, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. Like, you shouldn't be attending a wedding and finding out, like, if you paid $100 a gift, so then I should give you a gift that's equally $100. Like, you should give what you want to give.
Yeah, I get it. But I also went to, like, a really extravagant wedding in the Bahamas this year, and I didn't for once ask my friend what he spent on the band, the place.
No, you wouldn't be able to afford a wedding gift of equal value for that wedding. That wedding was like, I mean, like,
it was
celebrity status.
It was good.
But whenever I go to a wedding, I always try to make sure my gift is of equal value or more.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't ask people what they think it is, but you get an idea. And a lot of
like if there's lobster on your invitation, you should probably get an extra nice gift.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. And like, I remember I got a wedding invitation one time, and just like the hot stamped foil, as soon as I opened up just the back of the envelope, I was like, oh boy, someone's got some money.
Yeah. Rich envelope.
Yeah. You shouldn't ask who else was invited. I do that a lot, and I don't mean to do it. I know there's certain people that are outside of my circle that I don't mesh well with, and you know, some of those people run with my circle, so I want to make sure I'm not caught in an awkward situation.
So I'll ask. I'm big on who I'm sitting with.
Yeah.
Where's my table?
And that's not going to decide for you if you're going to go to the wedding or not. You're just asking.
I want to know. Well,
you want to know what
my table's in the far back left, and I'm like the people that got the invitation because no one else accepted it.
I'm putting you in the far back left so you're not a problem at my wedding.
My brother Rich, when my brother Rich got married, he put me and all of his friends at the table closest to the bar because he, quote, didn't want us to barrel anyone over going to the bar throughout the...
Yeah. These are things that you shouldn't ask the bride or groom at a wedding. Are there going to be vegan, gluten-free, keto-friendly options for me at your wedding?
It's 2019.
Right. If I show up late, do you mind? Of course they mind. It's their wedding. And will there be liquor? Now that's, I gotta know.
I gotta know that too. Yeah. What type of open bar are we dealing with? Just the beer and wine?
Because it's okay. I just bring a flask.
I've been to a dry wedding before.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was it boring?
Well, you celebrate life and happiness.
How do you do that?
With a flask. I snuck one in. Man, I want to hear from someone who got a weird comment right before they walked down the aisle. Like, please tell me that there's a bride or groom out there that got like a complaint from a relative. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I know you're about to go down the aisle, but the parking sucks. Really?
Is there anyone who can help me with this issue? Like, you become like the help kiosk of your own wedding.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Lorraine? I know you're about to walk down the aisle, but the bathroom is clogged.
Well, that's great. Then go outside.
Well, Aunt Martha needs to go and use it, so... And then next thing you know, it's like, here comes the bride and Loren's going down the aisle and she's thinking, she's like, what's going on with the bathroom?
And is Aunt Martha in the bathroom waiting for me?
Right.
Is she missing this?
Hey, I know this is your cue, but can I get a ride with you guys over to the reception? My girlfriend got mad at me.
I'll hop in the limo. I'll be in the front. You won't even know.
Yeah.
I'll just talk. I'll wear one of the hats so I look like I'm a... I'll wear a limo hat so I look like one of the driver assistants.
Goodness.
Okay, anyway, go on. There's your song. There's your song.
It's your big day.
It's not about me. It's about you. Oh, man. All right. 704-570-9595. We got to hear from someone who got like a weird complaint or a weird comment right before they walked down the aisle on the MRL show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.